No, he said. I can't pretend. I cannot give up even the memories of her. Talavera glared at the flattened ovoid drone. So this thing is yours after all, a puppet which cannot see or choose. I will not be diverted from my plans. There will be an end to you. At this, Talavera let out a deafening shriek that shattered the auditorium windows while she held out fire-wreathed hands towards Robert. A boiling wall of flame flew towards him. He staggered back, arm raised to shield his face in desperation, tripped on something, and fell backwards, and opened his eyes with a startled jerk, provoking a stab of pain from somewhere in his body. He was lying back at an angle, and his vision seemed a little bleary. He could see some kind of tiled ceiling, but it was indistinct, opaque, and his limbs were restrained, held down with cuffs, but he soon discovered that any attempt to struggle stirred up spikes of pain that twisted in his legs and burned in his torso from spine to innards. He gasped and moaned.
I'm sorry about the lack of painkillers. Types suitable for human biology are hard to come by.
Robert tried to speak, but there was something in his mouth.
Sorry, that's just a feeding tube.
Something shifted overhead. A translucent canopy, he realized, and a nozzle was manipulated, tugged from the corner of his mouth. He felt a vague writhing in his gullet as the slender tube was retracted.
What's up?
His voice gave out, dry and hoarse. A straw was slipped into his mouth, and he sucked down cold, refreshing liquid.
What's happened to me?
He said at last.
When you crossed through the periphery portal, a Vermax closed in after you, crashed into your craft, and nearly destroyed both it and you. The Vermax died when the portal switched to abeyance mode, and your craft's emergency systems kept you alive long enough for me to gather enough remotes to cut you free and bring you to a place of safety.
Robert tilted his head left and right and saw enough to figure out that he was lying on a light blue couch with rough grey walls on either side. He swallowed more fluid.
How bad is it?
Your spine is broken in three places. Both legs have compound fractures, and your left shoulder was also broken. In order to carry out repairs, I used a neural cutout and interfaced your conscious mind with the outer margins of the Godhead's thought flow. Your instincts for exploration, however, guided you straight towards the theatre of his desires and motivations.
That informal hearing, Robert said, it didn't end on a positive note.
And neither did my arrival.
You certainly did well to resist his flattery and bribes and to see through him. It gave me time to stabilize your condition and move you here.
I've met enough narcissistic thugs to know one when I see one, Robert said. But all that doesn't tell me much about who and what you are. And would you please raise my head so that I can see?
Of course.
A motor hummed beneath the couch, and his head inched up, permitting a better view of the room.